God, man's sake.
What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own crap.
I listen to my own crap.
No, listen.
I do listen.
You're not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
John Scott.
You're listening to AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 50, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
It was brought into you by Special Ed.
And Erica.
And Steve.
Yeah.
All right, AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
But I'm Scott again.
And we're just going to keep saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm Special Ed.
And I'm Scott. Or Erica.
Same difference.
I don't know why we call it the heavy metal episode. But this is another...
You made it up.
This is another way of the Bob song.
But this is part 3.
Part 3, the heavy metal episode.
Episode 50.
Episode 50.
That's the important part. Episode... 50, and we're here
cheers.
Live at
yeah.
McBride's, and
McBride's.
We'd like to thank
Red,
the Badger. Thanks for having us. Not only is podcasting, but he's letting us play some music.
Fuck her! Yeah, Red, right there with the big tits.
So we're gonna do part
Red
3.
Was a man.
All right, it's getting out of hand.
I told him. Okay.
We're gonna do part 3.
No, tell Rick to get off of that.
We're going to end part 3, and we're going to jump back up on stage and then play a set of music.
Yeah.
But we'll probably only...
Just one song.
One song.
Well, we're going to do the one song, but we'll probably play until they kick us out, right?
Hey, this is another song by Imbalance, by the way. Way of the Bob.
WOTB to me and you, John.
WOTB, yeah. Bob. This guy fucking rocks. I want to meet him.
We got to fly to where?
Let's meet him in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. The Amsterdam.
I've heard a lot about that trip. A
little coffee. Have a little coffee.
Little tulips.
At the coffee shop. Yeah. Right.
Hey, when in Rome, you know, do as the Romans.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Shop. These guys fucking rock, don't they?
Fuck yeah.
Did sure. Rock?
Yeah.
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 Holy shit.
That was gross, man.
Actually, I was looking away. On purpose.
Oh, you'd have been turned on by that.
I doubt it.
I can lick the alphabet.
You can.
Yeah. I'm going to get the big bonk.
Bonk.
All right. We're back here, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm Ed.
And I'm Erica.
And I'm Scott.
I'm Steve.
Steve, I think you're John.
That's hot.
Oh, I'm John.
All right, we're back into it. What do you got, man?
I got some stories about Iran. I got some stories about phone jamming. I like that word, jamming, John. I got a story about Rumsfeld. I got a story about Bush. Love the Bush.
Donald Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, and then hopefully Phil will show up. Has anybody seen Phil?
Nope.
Not yet.
I haven't seen him.
I mean, it's pretty crowded in here, but I think Phil would make his presence known. You know what I'm saying?
What yeah. Because
the guy's like 6'8", and he wears a fur coat even when it's 80 degrees out.
You think it will ring the bell?
He might.
I'm going to know what he's here.
I don't know.
What is phone jamming?
It's a sexual term.
Is it?
Yes.
In New Hampshire.
Really?
Only in New Hampshire they do that.
What do you got, John?
I got rare syndrome causes females... Oh, wait a minute.
You did that already,
didn't
you?
I read that one already.
That's why you throw papers on the floor.
We
That's what I do.
All remember that.
There you go.
Do you got the retired U.S. Iraq general demands Rumsfeld's design?
He didn't say that.
Rumsfeld's design? No, I don't have that one. But I do have a similar one, yes. Go ahead with yours.
I have Alaska's liberal marijuana law up in smoke.
There we have it. They have a marijuana law?
Yeah.
Can you smoke pot in Alaska?
Yes, you can.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, you're allowed to keep up to 4 ounces in your home there, Scotters.
In your home?
In your home.
Yeah. What about in your car?
I don't think so.
What does 4 ounces equate to?
A dime bag.
A dime bag?
No! 4 ounces? A quarter is like two fingers. So yeah. Imagine 4 of those times 4.
Four okay. Two fingers?
Yeah.
That would be 8 fingers.
No!
So
imagine
we're okay.
8 fingers.
4 times that.
4 times 2 fingers?
Yeah.
That's 8 fingers.
That's a whole ounce.
That's what I said.
Exactly. No. 4
Is
times 4 two-finger bags.
4 times 4, 16 finger
That's
bags.
That's right. There you go.
Is 4
so
ounces.
Some math.
So 2 quarters.
2 quarters.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can have that in your house if you're in Alaska.
Right.
And you can smoke it.
No, 2 quarters.
Can you smoke it on the street?
2 quarters is 4 fingers.
All right, let's get away from math, okay?
Okay, 4 ounces is a quarter pound.
No, a quarter pound is 0.25 ounces. That's why they call it a quarter.
Okay, how many ounces are in a pound?
There's 16 ounces in a pound, so okay. How do you come up with that?
I don't
Even I
know
that 0.25 is not a quarter of an ounce.
I'm drunk and I'm still following.
A quarter of a pound is 4 ounces.
No.
Yes. Is 16 ounces a pound? What planet do you come
okay,
from?
Sorry.
Xenu.
Is the gravity different on Xenu?
Hey, I'm going
planet
to do a
Xenu.
Cartwheel.
Okay.
Let's go do cartwheels.
Back to metrics.
Oh, shit. Anyways,
right, so what was the story?
Alaska's law on marijuana possession is considered the most liberal in the country, but its governor wants to change that, saying that pot has evolved into a dangerous drug.
Oh,
it's so. Wait a minute. It wasn't a dangerous drug. It's evolved into
it's
a dangerous
evolved,
drug.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really. It's the one of the least.
An inanimate
drugs.
Object was able to evolve. With All on its own.
What a stupid ass.
I thought you were going to say they were making it, like, more.
No.
To, like, a half ounce.
And here we go. Wouldn't you know it? Republican Governor Frank Murawski argues that recreational use of pot should no longer be protected by Alaskans' right to privacy.
Oh, that sucks.
Why not?
Well, he's pressing the legislature to restore criminal penalties for marijuana possession.
What a fucking joke, man. That's a joke, John.
I don't know what the fuck he's thinking.
We spent a lot of time talking about pot, and when you smoke pot, there's no damage. No damage
right,
is done.
Right.
You drink the alcohol, you drive, and you kill people. You smoke pot, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know why?
Can you drive when you're high?
Yeah, you can drive when you're high because you're much more careful.
Yeah, you're.
Plus, you drive to the White Hen, you get your Doritos, and you fall asleep in your car. You don't even drive on the road.
In the parking lot.
Oh, I have to give you credit. You were actually right on which side of the street the White Hen was on. I actually
this
thank
just
you.
In.
I thought you were
this now, just Erica in. With the traffic.
I thought you were wrong.
Erica's going to give us traffic updates.
Right wrong. Let's just cross the street.
All right. It says although 11 other states have decriminalized small amounts of marijuana for personal use, they generally set the limit at a single ounce, and most levy a fine for possession, said Alan St. Pierre, executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. That'll be normal for anybody who doesn't know what I'm saying. Alaska's marijuana laws are bar none the most liberal in the country, he said. And federal law prohibits the use of marijuana, but 11 states, including Alaska, allow it to be used for medicinal purposes. Murawski's marijuana bill is wrapped into legislation that seeks to curb the manufacture of methamphetamine and now awaits action in legislative committee.
John, fuck that.
John, like I said earlier, in episode two, or part two,
yeah,
legalize it, tax it, and everyone's happy.
I think that was 48, part two.
No, I said it last. You're gone. You're out.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I left.
I was doing cartwheels.
I had a whole thing about this.
I was doing cartwheels.
Yes.
He did. Special Ed spoke very eloquently.
I was very...
the legalization of pot and the...
taxation.
Prohibition of cigarette smoking in cars with children.
Right. Hey, John.
He doesn't like that.
In the background there?
That would be Gramadator by Catheter.
Nice.
Featured it last week. But I'm running out of pod safe stuff.
Very nice. Special Ed. I'm sorry I missed it.
It was very... Well, you can hear it.
I can. Next when week. I download it, because I'm one of the 2%.
That's right. You and Jeremy.
This is a Catheter song,
by the way. The
2% or
20%? Thank you.
Scotty. What's that? What?
The 2% or 20%?
For what?
Who download podcasts.
I don't know. Listen to part one.
Well, 1%, but 20% actually.
Make it to players. Yeah. Of the 1% that download.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I got some celebrity news.
Celebrity news?
We already covered that.
Yeah, but I forgot this one.
Go ahead.
Dave Chappelle, Why I Walked Away.
Who is that?
Dave Chappelle. He's a comedian.
He's funny.
Oh, there you go.
Steve, what say you?
Chiming in.
Mr. Schmoney, chiming in. He says, Dave Chappelle says in an interview that he had several reasons for walking away from his cult fave, Chappelle's Show, and a deal worth more than $50 million. His decision to leave the Comedy Central series last May led fans and industry executives to question his motives and his sanity.
Uh-oh.
But a 10-page spread in the Esquire magazine arriving Saturday, he says he closed Chappelle for reasons cultural and professional and personal. Culturally, the bottom line was white people own everything. And where a black person go and be himself or say something that's familiar to him and not have to explain or apologize.
What?
Oh, yeah. And where can a black person go?
Oh,
is
can.
What he said. Yeah.
The key word there. Can.
Professionally, I felt like I was really pressured to settle for something that I didn't necessarily feel like I wanted. And personally, the thing about the show business is, in a way, it forces dysfunctional relationships in people. Chappelle tells the magazine that putting on Chappelle's Show was the best television experience he ever had. He plans to continue telling jokes and entertaining audiences. He says, so long as he can retain a degree of personal and creative freedom.
Now,
what a bunch of bullshit.
I was
you paid the guy $50 million fucking
right.
dollars.
And you sign a contract.
And he signed off on it. And then it occurs to him, stupid ass.
Read the fucking contract. Read the fine print. You got a lawyer.
Boo-hoo, Dave Chappelle.
Blah, blah, next story.
Blah, 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 boo-hoo.
Holy beef balls.
Anyway, yeah. What do you got? What say you, Scott?
What say me? I got some
telephone
serious...
telephone jamming. I want to know what that is.
You get to telephone jamming.
Do that first.
You get to Iran first.
No, do the other one first.
Iran.
No.
Iran so far away. Iran says, the Iran leader says, Israel will be annihilated, John.
No shit.
The president of Iran again lashed out at Israel on Friday and said it was heading toward annihilation. Just days after Tehran raised fears about its nuclear activities by saying it successfully enriched uranium for the first time. And we all know what that means, John. President Muhammad...
What is that?
What does that mean?
Muhammad Ahmadinejad called Israel a permanent threat to the Middle East that will soon be liberated. He also appeared to again question whether the Holocaust really happened. Like it or not, wow. The Zionist regime is headed toward annihilation. Ahmadinejad said at the opening of a conference in the support of the Palestinians, the Zionist regime is rotten, dried tree that will be eliminated by one storm, John.
All right, 1 second here, Scott.
Yes.
These dumb fucks want to detonate a nuclear bomb in Israel.
In Israel.
Which, by the way, the
if
fallout...
If the wind blows...
The fallout from this fucker blowing up will be where? The
Who
Middle
knows?
East.
But then they're going to give it to the Palestinians. Here, have this nuclear fallout.
Palestine.
And go live there.
Palestine's gone. The radiations will kill them all. Iraq is gone.
What do they got against, John?
You know, I always ask, what do they got against the Jews? What do they got against the Jews, John?
So the thing is, did she say her phone's ringing?
No, I said, what say you, John?
Oh. She's on the phone.
On Friday, he repeated his previous line on the Holocaust, saying, if such a disaster is true, why should the people of the region pay the price? Why does the Palestinian nation have to be suppressed and have its land occupied? All right, so now I'm understanding.
Hey, man, because it took Moses 40 years, man.
40 years to walk in the desert to find the Israelites.
Which I don't understand that, because you can cover like a mile an hour, 8 hours a day, 365 days a year. That'd be like 100,000 miles.
Wow, you're doing math.
You couldn't
really
fucking find
pace.
It by wow. then? Maybe 4 years, but 40?
Well, are they walking in circles? I mean, are they walking in a 10-mile radius and just going in circles?
Well, how the fuck? You got to be really stupid then. Stop playing with your phone because it's going...
Turn it off. I have a question, though.
God damn it.
All right.
How do you spell duty?
Duty. D-U-T-Y. Duty.
I don't think it's that
I
kind
mean,
of
as
duty,
in
though.
Shit.
Oh, as in shit? That's yeah. D-U-T-Y.
No, duty. It's not duty.
It is.
No, I think it's D-O-O-T-Y.
Oh, that's how my kids spell it, okay? When you're an adult, you spell it the right way.
Well, duty is...
Duty, D-U-T-Y.
When you have a duty to do, it's D-U-T-Y.
Yeah, that's what I have to
What's
do,
that?
A duty.
Oh, never mind.
No. If you have a duty to do a duty...
I have a duty to do a duty, and they're both spelled D-U-T-Y.
No, it's
both
I have a duty
no.
to do a duty.
No, a duty yes. to do a duty.
No.
Yes, it's no. my duty.
Okay, bye, okay.
Hey,
to
Erica?
Do a duty.
Erica?
Yeah, yeah, right on Shuwe.
How did you go from Iran to duty?
Oh, because I saw it on the back of his paper.
Oh.
All right, another news. Let's
no, wait a minute here.
Telephone jamming. Wait.
Wait.
It said no.
Telephone
we're
jamming.
Going to telephone jamming.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We're not about to Iran here. One second here.
Yeah, Iran.
Uh-oh.
They spent 40 years trying to find this damn place.
Yeah.
And then they're going to annihilate not only that, but everything else.
No, the Jews.
In 1 second.
No, wait a minute.
The Jews, it took 40 years.
Well, I know. The Jews took 40 years to do it, but the...
The Israelites,
the Iranians,
I'm sorry, the Israelites.
The Iranians want to obliterate
themselves
in 1 second.
Moses doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, see?
All right. Yeah. On to Erica's phone jamming.
Yeah. Phone jamming.
Or cartwheels, one or the other.
Official convicted of phone jamming called White House, John.
No doubt.
Key figures in a phone jamming scheme designed to keep New Hampshire Democrats from voting in 2002 had regular contact with the White House and Republican Party as the plan was unfolding. Phone records introduced in criminal court show. Erica.
No, I don't get it.
The records show that the Bush campaign operative James Tobin, who recently was convicted in the case, made 24 calls to the White House within the 3-day period around Election Day 2002 as the phone jamming operation was finalized, carried out, and then abruptly shut down.
Wow.
Let me get to the phone jamming, Erica, because
no,
she's still confused.
I don't.
The National Republican Party, which paid millions in legal bills to defend Tobin, says the contracts
shut
involved
up,
routine election business and that it was preposterous to suggest that the calls involved phone jamming.
You still haven't really explained
I'm
what it.
I'm getting
is.
To it. The
All
Justice
right,
Department
God damn
it. Has 3 convictions in the case, but hasn't accused any White House or National Republican officials of wrongdoing. Democrats plan to ask a New Hampshire judge Tuesday to order GOP and White House officials to answer questions about the phone jamming.
I'm waiting.
In a civil lawsuit alleging voter fraud.
You cannot lead if you send mixed messages.
So here's what they did. While the Democrats were trying to call people and say, hey, remember to vote, the Republicans were jamming their phones so they couldn't make any phone calls in New Hampshire.
Yeah, wow. All
right, back to...
That's so not...
Nude
I...
cartwheeling.
Yeah, I know how to do cartwheels. I just did them.
No, nude cartwheeling.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you first.
All right.
Phone jamming, that was great.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I'm glad I waited
phone
suspensefully
jamming.
For that.
It goes all the way to the White
just
House.
Way too much
all
excitement.
You're
there.
Not understanding the big picture here, okay?
Oh,
we all know that Bush
so
is a chimp.
Tell it to me.
I'm telling you right now.
They cheated in the election.
They cheated in the election. They spin everything. They cheated on Iraq by selling us this weapons of mass destruction.
Bullshit.
And the mobile biological weapons trailer park, which didn't exist.
Right.
Okay. It's all bullshit. Okay. Bullshit. Bullocks, John. It's bullocks.
Bollocks.
It's balls.
Balls.
In the UK. It's balls.
Right.
The lack thereof?
Yeah. Well, I got retired U.S. Iraq general demands Rumsfeld design.
Again. Resign. That's twice.
God damn it.
You're dyslexic like the Tom Cruise.
I think you guys are due on stage soon, aren't you?
No.
You're dyslexic like the Tom Cruise.
Damn.
A recently retired two-star general who just a year ago commanded a U.S. Army division in Iraq on Wednesday joined a small but growing list of former senior officers to call on Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's to resign. It's like a tongue twister.
I think Rick's calling you. Look, there he is.
Yeah, hi Rick. Hey, yeah. Fuck off. Okay.
Resign.
I have one word, John.
What's that?
Mute.
Oh. Mute.
Right, go.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
You're gonna mute me?
Cartwheels.
This guy says, I believe we need a fresh start in the Pentagon. We need a leader who understands teamwork, a leader who knows how to build teams, a leader that does it without intimidation. That was Major
going?
General John Batiste. He commanded the Germany-based 1st Infantry Division in Iraq, said in an interview.
He's not the only one, John.
On CNN. Yeah.
Others have come forward. Six of them.
Yeah.
Six of them.
Yeah,
you have
there's
documented evidence.
Yes,
mm-hmm. You do.
Marine Corps Lieutenant General Gregory Newbold was one.
Nice.
There you go.
Army. Why do you have some names?
Yeah, General Marty Hitzman was another.
Hitzman.
I'm not familiar with him.
General Joe Turnbull was another.
No, you dumbass.
Six of these guys came forward.
No. General Paul Eaton, Marine Corps General Anthony Zini, all spoke out against Rumsfeld.
Did we get you all flustered, John?
He's flustered.
Yeah. It's another quote here, Batiste says, you know, it speaks volumes that guys like me are speaking out from retirement about the leadership climate in the Department of Defense. But when decisions are made without taking into account sound military recommendations, sound military decision-making, sound planning, then we're bound to make mistakes.
There you have it. But guess what, John?
What's that?
Bush is confident in Dumsfeld.
He is.
Yes. President Bush brushed aside an intensifying clamor among retired military commanders.
You talked over Bush. He was about to say
for
something.
For Donald Rumsfeld's resignation. It's not an exaggeration. They said Friday his defense secretary enjoys his full support and that Rummy's leadership of the Pentagon.
Rummy.
Exactly what is needed at this critical period. John.
You did that well.
Bush apparently issued a statement to put to rest increasing calls
How
for the secretary
you?
To go because of the criticism that he has mishandled the Iraq war and made additional mistakes, John.
That is your right.
Who would say he has mishandled the Iraq war? I think it's going very well, don't you,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, excellent. Just like the war on drugs.
Right, it's going outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. They found that last bag of weed, didn't they?
Yeah, in
Robbie's
Joe's
drawer.
It's
Joe's?
Man.
I thought it was Robbie.
Robbie,
I thought
right.
It was yours.
Robbie's drawer.
It's fuzzy math.
Yeah. It's
now,
going really
Bush says, I
oh,
have...
look, we found the last terrorist. Here he is.
I have seen firsthand how Don relies on our military commanders in the field and at the Pentagon to make decisions about how best to complete these missions. Bush said in a written statement, which you know somebody else wrote for.
Right, right.
Because if he turned it in, it'd be in crayon, John.
Hey, where's that fucking guy in a fur coat?
Oh,
look, there he is.
Hey, it's Phil, man.
Oh, it's Phil.
Yeah, you can't miss Phil, man.
Hey, Mr. Smoley, where do you think you're going?
Oh.
That's a dude, man.
Yeah. Dude looks like a lady.
Oh, my God. Holy I went to the gas station the other day, and we saw a nasty drag queen. Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there such a thing as take not it off, a nasty drag queen?
She was. It was just wrong.
Steve, take it off.
Mr. Schmuel, take it off.
Take it off.
You said you were just going to
all right, Steve, man.
Who's driving you, man? All right.
He's been eyeing up that blonde all night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve, Mr. Schmuel.
Give him a big round of applause.
Big round of applause. Yeah. All right. Take it easy, man. Thanks for coming.
All right, one more story on the W. White House declines to counter leak claim, John.
Leak.
The White House on Friday declined to counter assertions that President Bush authorized the leaks of intelligence information to counter administration critics on Iraq. But Bush's spokesman, Scott McClellan, appeared to draw a distinction about Bush's off-stated opposition to leaks. The president would never authorize disclosure of information that could compromise the nation's security. Yeah, right. Court papers filed by the prosecutor in the CIA leak case against I. Lewis Scooter Libby said Bush authorized Libby to discuss information from a classified pre-war intelligence report. So again, Bush is the guy who's saying, when we find the people who leak, we are going to punish them.
Right.
And all he has to do is look in the goddamn mirror, John,
right,
to find the people that leaked.
Yeah.
Let's talk about duty.
That's good, man.
It's got you done here. Sight. All right, man. Is Phil set up? I'm done. Yeah, you got a comment special?
No, I brought Phil up here on stage.
Phil's ready to go.
I got him all set up already, man.
You did.
That's sweet.
I got him all set up. No long ass footsteps.
All that
fucking
shit.
Man. We don't have that crap.
We don't have that crap.
No.
I got him all set up.
Phil's ready to go.
Hold the mic.
All right, so we're going to...
Hi, Phil.
Here's what we're going to do. Phil's going to take on the news, and then while Phil's doing the news, as he ends the news, John and I are going to head back up on stage and finish up with one final song for tonight on our 50th episode. It's kind of an anniversary, isn't it, John?
Number 50, yes.
Yes, it is. All right, Phil. Is Phil ready to go?
We gotta get the intro music. Let's go.
Here we go.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight: man tries interesting defense for public lewd discharge. That's not possible, the 81-year-old man told police after his arrest in September. I don't have a penis. Joseph Donald Scarrato offered a rare defense when Richmond police charged him with masturbating in public. That's not possible. I told you before, I don't have a penis. Brought into the courtroom in a wheelchair, he fell asleep while he waited for his case to be called. He said he wasn't able to hire a lawyer because he was in the hospital. Can I represent myself? Scarrato asked. Then you will have a fool for a client, the judge replied. Next story. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Here's Scarrato's other defense. I have dry skin, and I have to itch it a lot, he was quoted as saying in the report. I was not masturbating. Next story. Pilot loses his active cell phone in the cockpit of a commercial jet, and the flight is canceled when they could not find it. Apparently, no one thought of calling it. Next story, John. Hi, son. What did you learn in school today? Well, Dad, I learned that an enclosed space, say like a school bus, is a bad place to spray pepper spray.
Fuck you.
Eight middle school students were hospitalized and dozens shaken up Monday morning after a student accidentally discharged pepper spray in a school bus. News parent Michelle reported. Next story, John. Neighbors get in gun battle after one shoots the other's dog. If you guessed this happened in Tennessee, you'd be right. I don't have any detail there. Next story, John. You can no longer legally ejaculate on somebody's face without their consent in Connecticut.
Oh, no.
Let me repeat that headline. You can no longer legally ejaculate on somebody's face without their consent in Connecticut.
Or their steering wheel.
Outraged by an incident in a University of Connecticut dormitory, the state Senate voted unanimously Tuesday to change the definition of sexual assault to include cases with direct physical contact.
Slow down. I'm going
to. Lawmakers were responding to the case of three UConn students accused of ejaculating into a female student's face as she slept in her dormitory in September. The three men, who no longer attend the university, were charged with disorderly conduct and public indecency, but could not be charged with a sexual assault. The incident caused widespread outrage, Sean, as the state victim advocate, chief state's attorney, women's groups, and legislators vowed to close the loophole. The problem is that the existing legal definition of sexual assault requires contact between the victim and the perpetrator.
Shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
I mean perpetrator. Next story, John.
Slow down, I'm going to spurt.
Clerk defends store by throwing cash at robber. Apparently, they're not teaching self-defense like they used to. Next story, John.
Did you write that?
Couple arrested while spicing up sex life at 2:30 a.m. against car and parking lot with crowd watching. A parking lot is not the best place to feel amorous. A battered woman learned early Tuesday. Tampa police officer Stephen Hiles was on patrol at 2:30 a.m. when he passed Peabody's Billiards and saw a battered woman having sex against a car as several people watched.
What state is that in?
This is in the state of Florida. Uh-huh. Hiles charged Amber Nicole Mumma, 19 of Lutz, and Burrell Garcia, 23 of Tampa, with misdemeanor lewd and lascivious behavior. Gonzalez is also charged with misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs and resisting arrest without violence. Mumma also is charged with giving a police officer a false name. Next story, John. Molly Ringwald will guest star in an NBC series, Medium, where star Patricia Arquette will attempt to communicate with the spirit of her long-dead career. Next story, John.
I keep forgetting to turn the teletype machine on.
Cletus and Britney's youngin' done falled off his high chair. Child welfare officials and a shepherding's deputy visited Britney Spears' home because her infant son was accidentally dropped from a high chair. Six-month-old Charles Preston fell April 1st and his daddy was lifting him from the high chair and something in the chair snapped. Star Magazine reported the infant slipped from her arms and fell, bruising his head on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Though a doctor examined the baby at the house, Spears and Hubson, K-Fed, took the baby to the emergency room to have him examined 6 days later. Next story, John. Cornell Biology Department offer course on intelligent design. 2 month schedule starts with lecture on great breakthroughs in intelligent design research, followed by 59 and a half days of lunch. Next story, John. Minister links hip-hop to Satan. Claims heavy metal started it all when everybody knows it started with disco. Uh-oh, it's going to be really hard to read my next three stories.
Yeah, it is.
Next story, California hip-hop culture, the greatest attack on the youth of the world. Ex-ministry's founder, Elder Craig Lewis, charges. He says stars like 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, and Ja Rule, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and the 3-6 Mafia with hiding satanic images in their music. Hip-hop music is the devil music intent. Yes, has that the intent? And I can't read the devil has a plan to deceive this country through...
I forgot to play my Moses joke.
Yeah, I can't read the rest of that story, John. Somebody spilled their beer on my news. I apologize for that. Next story, John. Virgin stewardesses did not scream in panic while dropping 8,000 feet out of the sky. Passengers claimed a stewardess tried out... Passengers claimed a stewardess cried out that everyone is going to die! Yeah, I can't really read that story either.
I think you're done.
But I have one more story. This is the last story by John.
Can you read it?
Porn star offers herself to Bin Laden. Probably because no one else will tap her anymore. God knows I wouldn't. Italy's most famous porn star, somebody, offered herself to Osama Bin Laden. The 55-year-old actress said it was about time somebody tackled the terrorist and claimed she could be just a woman for the job. Or is that blowjob, John?
Oh.
Speaking at an erotic fair in Bucharest, Romania, Cicilione said, It is Tom. Sister Leone said.
It is time somebody did something about the giving pop. And I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to make a deal. He can have me in
what
exchange
kind of
for an end to his tyranny.
That's his girl voice.
My breasts have never helped the people, while Bin Laden has killed thousands of innocent victims.
Damn.
The blonde
a nice
porn
job,
star.
Phil.
Real name is Anna Ileona Stoller, pointed out that Bin Laden could learn from Saddam Hussein's mistakes.
Saddam.
In the 1990s, she offered herself to Saddam if he gave undictatorship of Iraq. If he gave up dictatorship of Iraq and added that if he had taken her up on the offer... Who knows what might have happened? John and Scott of AKC Total Talk Nonsense. And I'm Phil McCracken with Cobb with AKC Total Talk Nonsense, and that's the news.
Yay.
All right. All right, man. Thanks, you ready to go? Phil's on stage. Wow. We're all ready to go for our...
No.
You're not ready?
No, I got to play the Pod Right Stinger. Plus, I have Moses' joke.
Oh, okay. Pod Right Stinger and Moses' joke.
Yeah.
All right. Tell Rick to tune his guitar.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for the deuce.
Get the fuck out, would you? All right. See ya. He's walking off the stage. Jump.
All right, man. Go ahead with the Pod Riot Stinger.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John,
and I'm
Scott.
Let's start a riot! You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com! Listen to Pod Riot may cause early or fatty bowel movements, increased number of bowel movements, urgent need, and or inability to control bowel movement, bowel movements that are orange or brown in color, gas with discharge, oily discharge, stomach pain, irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
That's right.
That's the Pod Riot, John.
The Pod Riot.
So listen to Kinky Sex and Punky, our favorite podcasts.
Yep.
As well as, John, go ahead and name the rest.
Griffin's Guide, Cyberpunk TV, or radio. Sorry.
Have you guys checked out
it's Hack
programs?
TV. Cyber Hack TV. The Cult of UHF. And of course, Kinky Sex Radio
and Punky.
Guys,
don't forget Punky.
I did. You checked out
Punky.
The other ones?
Yeah.
Of course we have.
What the fuck's wrong
How
with you?
How dare you?
I was just asking.
How dare you?
And what'd you think?
Great. That's why they're part of the Pod Riot.
That's right.
Cool.
Fan fucking tastic. Now I said Moses told a joke in the New Ten Commandments. You guys all went off. A Charles Heston is much better, but this movie was fucking great. I could not stop watching it, the new Ten Commandments.
On ABC, right?
Yeah, because the actor, he's really vicious. He fight
the actor
the,
who portrays Moses.
Yeah, they fight the Amalekites, this big battle that they have, and then when he goes up to Mount Sinai to the first time he goes up there. I guess God shoots a lightning bolt and burns, you know, creates the tablets with the Ten Commandments. And he comes down, and everybody's partying around the golden calf.
Yeah.
So he whips them at the golden calf and busts them up, and he busts the whole place up, man. And then he says, hey, man, we made a pact with God. You're all supposed to, you know, agree to this, and now you're worshiping some other god? Hey, what's the deal? Oh, Moses, we were scared. We were blah, 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 blah. So half of the crew comes back on Moses' side. The other half says, hey, fuck that. We want to do what we want and worship whatever the hell we want. So this battle ensues, big battle, and Moses' team wins. But what's left is a bunch of women and children and some men. And they say, well, what do we do with them now? You know, prisoners?
The losers.
Yeah, the losers. He says, it's God's will. No quarter. Kill them all. So they just cut the throat, stab, beat up
And this
kids.
Is on network television.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can see this, but we can't see Janet Jackson's breast.
Right.
Oh, that's just great.
So at some point, he approaches Joshua way before this because he wants to prepare him for battle. And Joshua says, hey, man, I'm going to just pray to God. And God is just going to come down and he's going to fix everything.
Of course.
And no, they said that's not the way God works. God works in this way. You can ask him for assistance, you know, to help you guide you through things or to provide things. But he's not going to win battles for you. If you want your freedom, you got to fight for it. And he tries to make an example for him by telling him this joke. And I told the same joke, similar to it.
What episode?
I don't remember the episode. I couldn't find it. But I told the same joke. You'll know it. Listen.
There was a man whose house was threatened by a flood. When his neighbor left, he said he should come with them. No, he said, I'm waiting for God's help. The water kept rising. A man on a camel called to him, jump on, he said, save yourself. No, I'm waiting for God's help. The water rose to his roof. A man in a boat came by, he refused to get in it. I'm waiting for God's help. He drowned. He was very angry when he came face to face with God. Why didn't you save me? God said, I sent you the neighbor, I sent you the camel, and I sent you the boat. What more did you want?
Okay, I guess if you couldn't understand
so
that.
So they stole your joke, John.
They stole my joke.
Yours was much funnier, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, mine, they sent a fire truck.
A helicopter.
A helicopter.
And a hover.
A Humvee.
A Humvee, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. So, yeah, they stole my joke. I could only record it from, you know, with a microphone, and that wasn't too good, but. No.
I'm glad you said it before
maybe
I did.
You, can, you and I can
shut
reenact
up.
That in post-production.
I didn't say anything.
We'll do, like, performance art.
Right.
Acting. Okay.
Oh, PQs.
Right.
Your what?
PQs.
Your what hurts? Baking powder? All right. We got to go up there now.
Rick's ready.
We're done.
No doubt. All right. So we're going to turn it over to Special Ed and Erica.
All right.
To introduce the last song tonight.
Yeah. We're going up there?
All right. Let's go, John.
All right, hey, wait a minute.
What?
Scott.
Yeah, what?
This has been AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this was episode 50, part 3.
And, a shout-out to McBride's again.
Yeah.
Thanks
and Red.
For having us. And Manager Red.
That's right.
For yeah, setting this one. Whole thing up.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We're coming.
All right, man. Let's go.
All right, we got to go.
All right, we're going.
What?
Go.
Should we go? Are we going?
All right, Erica.
Let's go. I'm already
Erica.
There.
All right. We're playing Wonderful World.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right, let's go.
Huh? Bring him in, Erica.
What?
It's a wonderful world.
It's a wonderful
what?
World. It's not
I'm
it.
Trying to see
it's just a wonderful world.
A wonderful world.
From
that's
A
right.
Kangaroo Court.
All right.
Okay. So start.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Rainbow are so pretty in the sky. A rock so on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying hi to you too. They're really saying I love you. I see babies cry. I watch them grow.
What a wonderful.
Listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.